Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
So
51. It's a funny one, 51. It's just like, it's just confirmation that you're still 50.
Really. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like overwhelming evidence that you are now 50.
Yeah, in the same way that you would really only talk about a two-year-old being under two in months.
Yeah.
You only really talk about someone in their 50s as being in their 50s.
Yes.
Just 50, one of those.
51's a little bit of a nothing age. But I'll tell you what, I probably enjoyed the night maybe a bit more than my 50th because there was less pressure on it.
Yeah.
We didn't like book a venue.
Christmas Eve over New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah, it was just like, we just got some mates in and just had a really good laugh. So
it was
sort of really low key, although high key enough to get complaints from the neighbours the next day, justifiably so, because I got to bed about 2 and then all the young kids had chipped off and then they came back about 4:30 and they made so much noise.
Even when
they're not meant to be making noise, they just make so much noise coming in and coming out.
Just bashing into things.
Because nothing else is happening, so just leaving the house makes loads of noise.
Well, yeah, at least one of my kids does that, just moving around, picking up a sock. The way they've developed a habit of being able to basically restart a party 2 to 4 hours
after it's
come to a pretty belated end.
It's
impressive.
Yeah. That's one word for it, but it's led to Rachel leaving the neighbourhood WhatsApp group.
Ooh.
It's been pretty
so they can properly slack you guys off.
Yeah, because I think they forgot that we were still on it, because we're rarely on it, and then a neighbour came. Is anyone else really annoyed? We're 27, constant noise, blah, blah, blah. Justifiable but exaggerated complaints born by a night of massively interrupted sleep, which I totally get.
Yeah, we've all been there.
But she just didn't realise that we were on it, I don't think. Because it was like she was slagging us off to other people, you know?
Yeah. As David O'Doherty once sang, could you send the text to the person that the text was about?
Yeah.
We've just dropped down onto the Parkham Walk, heading southeast towards Finsbury Park.
Going the other way, yes.
Very nice.
Because we've got a bit of a visitation today.
Another interview.
Yes.
Society returns to running commentary.
Yes.
And we're doing it on Tuesday, which theoretically means you've had 2.5 days to recover from
I know.
Has that worked out for you?
Not particularly well, because to give you a picture of how I ended the party on Saturday, about 2 a.m, I ended it drinking loads of coffee because I wanted to stay awake for some reason, watching Apocalypse Now while eating loads
because
of...
Because nothing says birthday.
While eating loads of nachos.
So I have to say, when you added the nachos, that sounds really good.
Yeah, just... Oh, yeah. But I... and then not great sleep. And then Sunday, got on a kind of...
That's strange, isn't it?
That is strange. What is
the man standing on in the woods tugging on a little tree?
Yeah.
He's either doing some gardening or he just really hates
that tree.
He's
really angry. and then on Sunday I got involved in a bit of a two-bottler, with Rachel, so...
Yes.
Just lead to, and then Monday's...
You know, someone got in touch on Twitter and said I was planning to drink some red.
Yes.
But they... I think they were talking about laying in wine or looking forward to what, but they said, here lies today's bottle of wine. But of course, I found that quite sinister.
Yeah.
Particularly as it was a wine that was as yet undrunk.
Yes. Yeah.
And you were like, good, keep it sensible, sensible amounts. Of course, I'm on my second bottle.
Yeah. It was too late by then. And one day, as we've established before they started, isn't quite enough to recover now from 2 days of excess.
No, when you're...
when you're 51.
In your 50s.
Yeah.
The great thing about in your 50s is, so 51, 59, same.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's going to be a fun couple of years for me.
Yes, yeah. Before you reach the old. So that's... the end of this isn't open, is it?
No, but I know the way.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah, they're not quite... The little bridge, Parkland Walk, of course, connects Highgate Woods to Finsbury Park. And there's a little bridge at the bottom that just goes over the working railway from the old railway.
Very early on deemed a COVID hotspot, wasn't it?
Well, it's just not wide enough.
Yeah.
So if they're going to be strict about it, people can literally... You can't do two metres on it.
No, you can't. No. And, or even a metre. Plus you can't. You just can't. You just ram next to each other, aren't you?
Yeah. Or maybe people, if people could, they could encourage people to walk along the two parapets.
Yeah.
Like, so only parkour experts are allowed.
Yes.
What do you think? Should we overtake or not?
Yeah, I think that would be fine, yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah. I'll follow you. So we just... you went up the steepest bit. Onto this... this is a nice wide bridge.
A little bit of acceleration.
Oh, it's so bright. Look over there. Lovely view of city.
Very nice.
Me and...
Yeah.
As you know, I've recently... Well, Julia's done a really good job because she's been trying for weeks...
Yeah.
...to get us all bikes.
Yes.
Without breaking the bank. But the bike market around where we live has gone wild.
Yes, of course.
Lockdown. Yeah, bikes are changing hands for four figures.
Yeah.
People are buying bikes. Bikes getting nicked. People are buying those bikes.
Yeah.
It's a constant flow.
It's gone wild for bikes.
So to successfully buy reasonably priced bikes that appear to have a legal provenance has been quite the scoop. So I'd like to thank my wife for that.
And it looks like a great bike you got then.
Yeah, I love it. And I've been embracing it.
Yeah.
It's really nice because... I used to ride a bike a bit.
Yeah.
And we think about it, it was a long time ago. It's a bit like driving a car, you know what I mean? Obviously, the cliches, you never forget riding a bike. But I really mean, you know, riding on the roads, routes around London.
Yes.
You know, I'm actually all over it and I've kind of forgotten about it. And add to that, I still kind of stopped riding one before I ever got fit.
Yeah.
So riding that bike, kind of like you say, it's quite a nice bike.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, well, this is great.
Yeah, it's really...
It's kind of reminding me of my fitness.
Yeah.
But I had a brilliant reverse version of that on yesterday, because me and Sunday was the day off from running and exercising.
Yeah.
And we went for like a... While the kids were still rising on Sunday morning, me and Julia got on the bikes.
Yeah.
And rode to Primrose Hill.
Nice.
Just had a coffee and looked at the view. It was absolutely fantastic. And then yesterday, I wanted to quite often do a longish run on a Monday these days.
Right.
I thought, I'll do 10.
Yeah.
And I set off. Oh, it just really hurts.
Right.
Because I've been cycling. I've been using all different muscles.
Because of the new muscles, yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, but it was funny to have one's contemporary commitment thrown into relief. Because I thought, oh, no, my long run's really hurting. And then, after about 5 miles, I thought, well, you've only run five. It's not the length of the run down here.
Yeah.
It's the blooming bike.
Yes, yeah.
And then, I totally dismissed the pain. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it's bike pain.
Yeah.
I'll ignore that.
Yeah.
I hadn't got any less painful. And then, the other funny thing about it was just thinking how, if the bike hurts, instead of thinking, I'll stop doing that, I thought, I must do more of that until it doesn't hurt.
It could be a nice little additive to your basic fitness, couldn't it?
Well, it makes it well-rounded, doesn't it? I mean,
these
muscles that are aching.
Yeah, they're new muscles.
It's good to get them going.
It's good to get a new range going, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And good timing, really, because for all that I've been enjoying recent training and doing a few different things. I'm very rhythmic, you know. I mean, I'll set something up and repeat it.
Yeah.
And there's always a downside to that, because you just end up, even within your actual physical fitness, familiarity breeds contempt.
Well, it's that thing of, like, you know, the football thing that really messed me up. Which is basically just a 45-minute kickabout with mates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just because it's just a range of muscles that you don't use.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we get really good at running, and it's the same thing repeatedly, isn't it? Which is why it's such good fun to get in a rhythm and run fast enough. But it's the same thing all the time, you know?
Yeah, use what you got. No, completely. And I think that at least you're kind of quite loose and have played football in the past. I think I'm a very, you know, never mind football or squash, just having turns and bends and hills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On my runs really shakes things up.
Yeah. And we're still at that level where they haven't cancelled the London Marathon yet.
Yes.
It feels fairly obvious they're going to.
Yeah, I think.
But I don't quite understand what game they're playing.
It's interesting they still want to. They're obviously really trying, because otherwise they'd have blown it out. But I think what they're playing for is to maybe somehow conduct this year's marathon is like
the elite
athletics
race.
Event.
Yeah.
And then still, so you can still have a 2020 marathon and then get back to the, using inverted commas here, real marathon next year.
The mass event, yeah.
But I think, I don't know if that's, like you say, A, I don't know if it's going to happen, and B, I don't know if it would work if it does.
Yeah, it's a bit, because, it feels like they're sort of not being entirely honest, maybe. I don't know. With all the talk of, I don't know, it just feels like I'd be amazed if it was happening.
Yeah.
Should we put it like that?
Yeah, but it seems, I don't know what advantage there is to dragging it out like this if it's not.
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
I mean, people can't start getting sponsorship, can they? They can't do anything.
No, that's right.
And the window's ever closing.
Yeah, and not to mention training, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, that lady just came past us left. I was trying so hard to avoid, obviously, everyone yesterday.
Yeah.
And specifically, I got to the A10. Let's stop here. Got to the A10.
Yeah.
Where, do you remember we had that row with the van driver all those years ago?
Yes.
And there was a lady coming up the road on my right on a bike. And I was trying to sort of stay away from her as the pavement got closer to the traffic lights, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't want to crowd her. And then more and more people has got to a junction. Anyway, ran into the road, kept right of the guy who was walking with a stick who was coming from the other side of the road, got into the road a little bit, came out of the road on the other side. There's another guy kind of limping across the road. So I went further and further out into the road to get round him, all the while planning to peel back to the pavement to get out of the way of the cyclists I knew were behind me. So I started peeling left back to the pavement. And, the woman on the bike was overtaking me on the left.
Right.
And she said, and I quote, "Whoa!" And my arm, it was nice to feel that physical proximity with a stranger. Because for a minute there, she and I were basically nearly dulcy-doing.
But this is what I mean about London Marathon, isn't it? It's basically saying, even if they say yes, it's saying, for some people, be freaked out for 26 miles. Do you know what I mean?
That's right,
it's
exactly.
Like, it's a big ask, isn't it? To say
it'll come
even
right
do
up against that the
residual
the social
caution.
Distancing thing, which is how people, you know, you can say, yeah, I'm doing it, and then you can really do it. And they're two very different things.
Yeah.
It's the difference between, you know, to bring up the M word, it's the difference between a mask over your nose and mouth and a mask around your chin.
You know,
society is going to need some pretty strict rules, and particularly in a marathon where, you know, that runners who are having a hard time,
they get a bit disorientated.
They get less likely to dance around to avoid strangers.
You can't do a mass marathon with social distancing. I can't see any way
that can't
they
see
can
it happening.
That.
I think you're absolutely right. So we're hoping. What time is it now?
We're a bit early, maybe, are we?
We're a little bit early. Do you want to take a let's run around the lake?
Okay, yeah.
Let's run around the lake.
Love
Did you see over there's a heron just there on the?
We're waiting for Mr. Price.
Tom Price.
Yes.
From What
Magic
radio?
FM.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
And a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And nice to catch up with someone other than us again. We're trying to get back into, obviously, as you know, get back into guests. But logistically,
It's got to be people we live near. So good on Tom. He's just around the corner.
The toilet's right.
Ooh.
That's
do you want to go in?
No, I'm fine, but it's just...
You sure?
Yeah.
It's good that they're there. You know they're
it
there.
It is good that they're there,
that's
yeah.
the key thing. It's beautiful up here today.
It's absolutely
it?
Gorgeous, yeah.
So, yeah, Frenzy Park in the sunshine. And if you are the lady on the bike from de Beauvoir Square, I do apologise. Not just for running into you, but then for shouting, it was your fault! I regret that. I really think that... Really, we were talking the other day about running and competitiveness. I was running pretty fast when I went down to Victoria Park yesterday.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to make excuses for myself. I just feel like it gets the old, you know, testosterone up.
It does a bit, doesn't it?
I don't want to be that guy.
It does a bit,
I want to
yeah.
be a monk. And not one of those monks you see in the films who behead people and jump yes. up in the air and do the splits.
It's funny, this is a little bit heavy early on, but emblematic of my state of mind. Yesterday I was listening to this podcast. This Zen master was talking about society and things he's seeing in society. And he was talking about identity politics and how people get really angry about prejudice.
Yeah.
And he was saying, but what they're not accepting there is that they're prejudiced about prejudice. So he was sort of just talking about that circular argument. But then by all the time, he had the state of mind of his ego to suggest that he was egolessness.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
But he didn't have
it. He works every way. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I've
yeah.
transcended what you haven't worked out yet.
Yeah, you haven't got
it. He's actually on this... he genuinely believes him and his mates have reached this kind of integral level of consciousness.
Yeah, they're
you know, different modes that other people aren't privy to.
That is always
it's just a bit pot calling the kettle. You
absolutely.
Know?
That's
but
always
funny though. You
know? It's always the risk with belief systems.
Yes, of course.
I remember
yeah.
I had such a brilliant. That's my closest friend when I was a teenager. You know, we went such a spiritual journey together because we kind of taught each other all we needed to be in a band together.
Right.
He had a lot of great music theory. I had long hair and lots of good records.
Right.
And we also wrestled with, you know, belief systems.
Yeah.
Potential girlfriends. Yeah. It was all very exciting. But in the end, we fell out and never really got back together. On him saying, what you want to do? He said, I've worked it all out and you should be more like me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't matter what the context is. That's never going to play, is
no,
it?
No.
So when you say you were listening to a Zen master giving out their wisdom, were you listening to our podcast for the last couple of weeks? What you want to do is...
yeah.
A few people really appreciating...
Talks, yeah.
Your, you know...
Wisdom. Nuggets.
Run
nuggets.
Faster to get where you're going.
Yeah.
Feet first.
Yeah, feet. Always use your feet for running. That's a good one. I don't think we've covered that one.
No.
Use
we've
your
done
feet
a lot
running.
Of... We've been very presumptuous about feet, kind of following the legs through.
It's a bit footist, isn't it, if you think about it?
But I don't think that's the sole point of the argument. Huh? Dude, look at that heron, see? I'm going to get a close-up shot of the heron.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
So, are you still having a horror film season?
Not as much, no. I mean, there might be some... We've been watching some Netflix docs recently. But
well, they're
might
pretty
be
horrific.
Some. Yeah. I'm basically... You catch me on day two of the pre-holiday detox. I'm going on holiday in a couple of weeks. I'd like to... I weighed myself post-loathing on Monday, and I was 13 stone, which for me is like, that's half a stone over normal weight, and then a full stone over, like, proper tip-top racing weight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, a bit of a reckoning. Although it has coincided with Rishi's £10 a head off restaurant offer, which we will be availing, which we're already availing ourselves of. We went out last night, and we're going to go out most nights. I reckon it's cheaper for a family of five to go out every night, Monday, Wednesday, than get food in, if it's £10 off and you don't drink.
Yeah, that'll get you out, then you don't drink.
Yeah, he's not going to pay for any alcoholic drink.
Yeah, but are you not going to drink?
Yeah, me not drinking, yeah.
So you're going to come out for a meal and not drink?
Yeah, every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's actually cheaper.
Yeah.
Because it's £10 off.
I know. No, it is. I mean, you know, there are people, families on benefits get £30 to feed a family for a week.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, but now they can go wherever they want, and they can feed their families on that.
Yeah, only if you've got the first enough money to pay the rest of it.
Well, yeah, yeah, but you can, what I'm saying is you can get steak and chips and a Coke in some places for 10 quid. Yeah. And everyone just has that and then just leave.
Yeah.
That's not bad, is it?
It's, yeah.
Are you not, you're not going out, you're not reshiing it?
No, 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 don't want to, don't, I don't, I'm not, I wouldn't want to go, you know, that whole thing of going
somewhere.
You're
not comfy in restaurants yet? That's fair enough.
No, I haven't eaten, haven't had a takeaway.
Right.
I think I can see Tom Price. Yes, there he is.
No, that's not Tom. That's Usain Bolt. That's you. That's not Tom Price. That's one of those. Yeah. That's Kipchoge.
No, I think it is because he's waving.
Oh, there he is.
Brilliant. He is. In amongst the pigeons. Good morning, sir. Don't speak until I've given you a microphone. We started without you. I hope that is welcome.
Rob said
to you.
That's Tom Price. I said, no, that's Usain Bolt. Or is it Kipchoge out for a little tempo?
It's fine, we guys. Welcome to Running Commentary, Tom Price. Tom, as you say, you don't have to decide. Just follow us.
Okay,
just follow
thank you for letting me come back, run. Guys. I mean, I've been emailing you for months saying I'm ready.
I know there's this little. There's been a bit of a lurgy going around.
Is there?
Yeah. Did you?
What's that then?
Well, there's definitely been. I mean, everyone's been talking about it, but there's definitely been something going on.
I'm not sure that's. No, I don't think I've not heard about this.
I think we could begin.
Is that why
a lot of people didn't get it?
Because last time I saw you, you licked my face hello like an enthusiastic puppet, but this time you haven't.
I've been doing that constantly. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Rob doesn't like that.
No, he gets very cross about that. He's such a lefty, Rob, believing in science. For God's sake.
I think society could all lift its mood if we started using the lurgy as the terminology. I think that could really lift everyone up.
I tend to call
it a huge spike of the lurgy in Brazil.
I tend to call it the great awfulness. It's like a period of history.
So I would, but I know the town and Devon of the same name, and so I always get those mixed up. Let's go through the Mackenzie Garden.
There's a little village that I drove past near my mum's house called Kent's Green. No, not near my mum's house, on the A40 on the way.
Yeah.
Kent apostrophe S, Green.
Well, it is.
Kent is green in the middle of Oxfordshire.
Nice. Do you know, my first job in television was with a guy called Don Grayer, who does a thing called Lesser Spotted Britain.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to villages with stupid names and made up stories about them.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
So we went to Matching Tie in Essex.
Yeah.
Which is a fantastic name for a place.
Uh-huh.
We went to Thornton Labines.
Thornton Labines, I've run races in Thornton.
You know Thornton Labines, that's near your old job, isn't it?
I think there's an arse crack. I think there's an arse crack.
Oh, sorry.
In Devon.
No, that's Rob.
Sorry, Rob. You've lost a lot of weight during the lurgy. So have either of you had it, or have you been both? Okay.
We've been very, very fortunate. How about you?
I think I had it a little bit. A little spot. Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it?
But you haven't had a test?
No. So I can't.
There's so many people who think they've had it. I had a tickly cough
in
November.
Possible.
That's right.
You know, the thing is, do you remember that day when you felt a bit peaky after dinner?
I sneezed after Christmas lunch. I'm pretty sure I was in like wave zero.
Yeah.
No, I had a temperature.
Yeah.
And see, the thing is, I was very, very tired, right?
Oh, what?
Then, well, then I did some basic maths and realised that I was tired and stressed because me and my wife were homeschooling a 4- and an 8-year-old. So I was like,
how much
of this is the awfulness of my life and how much of this is the awfulness of
I remember
COVID.
Some people got a bit. Tony Vino, going to throw that name out there, lovely fella.
Yeah.
Really upbeat, was convinced he had COVID for one night. He got the sniffer, but he recorded it all on Facebook. It was at the height of the great lurgy awfulness.
Yeah.
He was like, I feel it coming on. I'm ready to dance. Come on, COVID. I'm ready for you. Let's do it. You know, sort of. And then he woke up the next morning. I didn't sleep very well, but I'm fine. That's it. And then went for the test a week later. Obviously, nothing to do with it. You know.
He sounds like Frank Sidebottom, your impression of him, is that?
Yeah, I'm ready to dance.
I'm ready to dance.
But
it's a good way to take it on. This boogie. Come on, Corona.
Come on.
Let's do the Corona shuffle.
I don't get too dark. Everyone's talking about Sarah Vine at the weekend saying, well, I'm all right, I don't mind if I die. It's like, well, you're incredibly selfish, but good to hear.
Oh, she's
And it just made me think of those guys. You know when someone get some, you know, guy who was a millionaire loses all his money and gets really cross, doesn't know what to do, thinks, you know, has that dark, terrible thing, you know, the temporary, what's it called, a permanent solution to a temporary problem, thinks I'm going to end it all, but makes a point of killing his family first.
Oh,
that kind of level of selfishness that...
Taking the kids down with
me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just makes me...
That's a pretty bleak read on a harmless tweet, Rob.
Harmless is strong.
No, she's
not
harmless.
And here we are leaving Finsbury Park, approaching...
Here we go. What a beautiful day. How have you been through it then? You've been working?
You're right, guys.
That
was a bit dark.
Have you been teaching your kids? Or?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit homeschooling. I've been very lucky because of my radio show Paul, what station am I on? I'm not going to ask Rob. I want Paul to tell me because of last time. Come on, Paul.
Everything magic.
There you go. He's got it.
Of course, mate. Of course.
So I'd be very lucky. I've set up a little home studio.
Nice.
And I just basically disappear off. Now, please, I'm hoping my wife doesn't listen, but as far as she's concerned, I'm doing a daily 6-hour show. So, I'm just sorry, I'd love to teach the kids about fronted adverbials. I've just got to go and introduce Phil Collins.
Yeah. I've done a couple of daily 6-hour shows.
That's right.
A couple of afternoons myself.
So we've basically been tag teaming because she's writing her second book now.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
So which is lovely. So she comes upstairs as I finished doing my breakfast show on the weekends or whatever.
Yeah.
On my podcast bits. And then we swap over and basically...
It's very media, isn't it? Yeah. Really media.
Well, I mean, you know.
It's great, mate.
It's the triple, isn't it, when it comes down to it. You haven't had much, you know, lockdown equals... You've got a radio, she's writing a book, and your kids have got educated by you.
What's the book about, if you don't mind?
So her first one was called... Saving Missy, about an old lady who's a bit lonely.
So is it kids' fiction?
Her stuff?
Yeah.
No, it's mainstream.
All right, okay. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. She's with... Who did your book come out with, Rob? Paul. Yours was...
I don't know whether you've heard of them. Bloomsbury,
right. I know, my wife turned them down. They made an auction.
Sorry, I got ahead there. Your wife took a Bloomers down.
It went to auction.
Oh, mate, it went mad. It was a lovely thing.
It was a big deal.
So she's writing the second one. Second book, for both of you guys, is basically a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, the second book's harder than the first, isn't it, I imagine? Everyone's got one book in them.
That's right.
And then that second one, bit of a stretch.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. You've got to, you know, especially if the first one's done well, because they're like... Love the character with the Jeopardy. Could we have a character with the Jeopardy again? Do you know?
Yeah,
and it's kind of like do
the same thing again. Just
do
a little
the
bit
same
different.
Dance, but with different moves.
No, when I came to see you the other day, it was the first day of your boys doing, you know, going elsewhere for a sort of summer holiday daycare.
Yes, sports camp. Yeah,
and she said, just while you were getting your trainers on, she was like, so. Got to rewrite this book in 3 weeks. That's fine, isn't it? 3 weeks to myself, I can just do it. With a look in her eyes that meant that my only answer could possibly be, of course, that will
be
fine.
Of course, yeah. That's what we say to her. She's the diva artist now, because, you know, for years I've been the diva artist flouncing around the house about gigs.
Yes.
And Edinburgh shows and things. And now I'm having to back down, and she's the one with the... We have to talk about her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Have you ever tried that, guys?
Did you not consider pretending the Edinburgh Festival was still happening?
Again, similar to my radio show.
Tough one, that, isn't it? Edinburgh's really quiet this year.
How are the numbers?
Zero.
Oh. Although, weirdly, I'm losing no money.
We're getting quite a good timeline satire from all the, you know, hardened comedians.
Yeah.
Who all acting it out one way or another.
Yeah.
In real time, generally deep cynicism.
I think
it's such an abusive relationship they've got with it that they're so happy not to be there.
It was Rosie Jones tweeted, the brilliant Rosie Jones tweeted the other day, you know, I'm 4 days into August and I've not cried. Yeah. First time in years.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Yeah, it really does.
And how's the, have you been doing much exercise during the awfulness?
So I had to. I mean, I don't know how serious we want to go, but I had a little...
Well, because I was going to say about this, because I saw you the other day, and a minute ago we were talking about, you know, working and parenting and stuff, and of course running is an absolute godsend for those of us who are into it. But tell your story, Tom.
Could you put the Simon Bates Our Tune music underneath it? Thanks, mate. But with a Tony Vino.
Down, time to dance.
You had a little dance, didn't you?
I had a little dance with... I mean, this sounds melodramatic, but I basically had a little splash of skin cancer.
Right.
On my leg, and here's a mole.
Yeah.
In fact, to call it skin cancer is not quite right. It was stage zero.
Okay.
It's a mole sitting on top of the skin.
Right.
So I was very, very lucky. I spotted it a while ago.
And what was the... it's good to chat about stuff like that, because obviously runners are out in the sun all the time.
Well, that's why I've got leggings on, mate. Look, that's
I noticed that. Yeah. I noticed. So what was the discerning feature that made it worthy of attention?
I would say the most discerning feature, as we stand on this beautiful road, which is looking six lanes of heaven this morning.
Yeah, you've got plenty of time to witness.
the discerning feature of it was turning 40. So I'm looking at my calf every time I sit down to go to the toilet, right?
Right.
Which, as you turn 40, suddenly you sit down for wheeze and poos.
Right. really? Do you do that, Rob?
Actually, in the intonation, that's wrong. It should be poos and wheeze.
I don't sit down for any of them. I'm just going for it.
Yeah, but the bathroom.
That's why.
He's got the other problem. Every time the bathroom just entirely redecorated.
Oh, God. I'm just going to hang.
This is great.
I'm going to ride this out.
We're bang in the middle of the road now, surrounded by traffic. With Tom talk about skin cancer.
Yeah, honestly, between our fear of getting serious and this traffic.
Yeah. Here we go. And that was when Rob died. So I'd noticed it probably a year ago. It's basically a mole. I've got a lot of moles. Very pale skin, a lot of moles.
Yeah, I get some moles. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I noticed this one on my calf had gone red. Looked exactly the same. Wasn't itchy, hadn't got bigger, but it had gone red.
Right, okay.
And obviously I ignored it. And I mean, you know, this is another stereotype, but it's true. Married men live longer because wives nag us in. Yeah, she was you've got
to... Because men are notoriously late presenters, aren't they?
That's right.
Medical facilities about stuff.
Yeah, they turn up.
I didn't think out of it. Just a lump in my neck. Just size of a basketball. Yeah. I thought I walked it off. I went to the gym. Yeah.
But I can see your intestines.
I know! Oh, it's weird, isn't it? It just keeps coming out. You can pull it, it comes out.
It's really odd, that. Yeah, I keep throwing up and I haven't eaten for 6 months. Am I going to be okay?
And then my foot fell off this morning. So your wife noticed it.
So she was like, come on. So I went to a place called the Mole Clinic.
I've been there, mate.
There
I've been there myself and had a full wax up.
I know the Mole Clinic. It's on the underground. Sorry, everyone.
Surely it's next to the Banks. Isn't that, could that work?
Well, no, this could be kind of you to do a joke even worse than mine.
I don't even get the first one.
I'm always here for the even worse joke. The difficult second joke. Yeah. So this lady was looking at me. She went, there's three I'm not happy with.
Right.
Have them checked out. And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to then sort of stay left here. Look, we go over this little bridge.
Yeah.
Then we go around the reservoir. So I was like, I don't really want this privately because it costs, you know, the money.
Yeah.
So I went to a wonderful NHS and the doctor was like, I'll send you to UCH, but I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And the dermatologist at UCH went, I think it's fine, but we'll take it out.
Right, just as a precaution. Yeah.
So they took it out and then I thought no more of it.
Yeah.
Cut to a Friday afternoon in January.
Yeah.
And I'm going back in for this follow-up appointment, which has come with a letter a few weeks earlier. You know, you need to come back in. And me, again, the bloke thing, oh, that's nice.
Oh, they want to see me again.
They want to hang out. Oh, they've seen my stuff. Maybe they're fans of
Magic. They're fans of Magic FM.
That's it. Just how do you introduce Phil Collins? So I'm very breezy about it, but Beth has gone very quiet. My wife Beth has gone very quiet about it.
They're so sensitive, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, God, they're just a snowflake.
Yeah.
So... sure enough, I go in, I sit down, and they get another nurse to come in because when you get told this, they have to sort of
someone to be with you, sort of thing.
Number up. Yeah, they have to have basically the cancer nurse there, and they said, this is cancer. Okay. You're very, very lucky. Basically, I've had a hand grenade on my leg for a year, which had it punched through the skin.
Right,
you're in real trouble. So. I would love it if anyone listening to this.
Yeah, because sometimes you get those sort of red. Well, I've got one at the moment on my chest, a little red sort of like blood spot. I've been told's fine.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know.
So, from my scant knowledge now, it's consistency. So, if all your moles look the same, even if
they're all mental,
they're the face of the Messiah.
Right.
That's still fine.
Yes.
In fact, that would be awesome.
Yeah, like it would be great.
Turin shroud moles. Yeah. It's when the one mole is not like the others.
The rogue mole.
Yeah, so it's darker. Right. So maybe you've got loads of dark moles. You're fine.
Yeah.
It's when one goes, changes.
Right.
So just go, because, you know. So anyway, they whipped it off the legs, on the calf. And because it had a little seasoning of cancer in there,
yeah,
they had to take more skin off.
Right.
That's when it got real.
Right.
Because they take quite a lot more off.
Okay.
And on your calf muscles, especially when, you know, with my substantial, as you can see.
Oh, yeah, incredible calves.
We're miles ahead of Rob right now.
Yeah.
Guys!
I want to hear the cancer jokes!
Let's take a picture of the cigarettes!
Oh, yeah, got to go on the adventure trip.
I love this trip.
We peel off from the reservoir.
The road less travelled.
It got off the main path. Don't shake me off.
This is the nature trail.
So they took loads of skin off as well?
Yeah, and they stitched it all up. Right. And,
did that hurt? And was
no, I was very lucky, actually. Pain has not been a factor, actually.
Right.
It's been really good.
But it was like a little, basically like having a bite taken out of your leg.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. And, so they I think you just say thank you back, don't you?
Yeah, just say,
thank you back. You say thank you back, Rob. You just say thank you back.
Should we have gone up? Were we being dominant?
Well, that's
dominant runners. We do look like security detail for Rob at the moment, don't we?
Yeah, what you
couldn't
see.
We're running slightly ahead of Rob.
Packages moving into the wood chip area.
The eagle
this
is
a lot more lucrative than our old jobs.
Anyone else
President
smell toast?
Is on the move. On the move.
Can everyone else smell toast or am I stroking? What's the
that is a toast.
That is toast. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Quick game of toast or stroke there. So I'm like, oh, great, X-Train's gone. This is the height of lockdown, this has happened.
Yeah.
Every day I'm trying to play with the kids. We're running around, we're playing all these games in the street.
Thank you.
Thank you. And suddenly I'm stopped.
Yes.
And I can't do anything for weeks. And then...
Yes, compromised.
Very compromised. And then 2 weeks after that, I thought it was okay. I squatted down to pick up a tadpole.
Right.
And much like some flies bursting on a pair of old jeans.
Oh!
Really?
Yeah.
Just went. Popped. Right.
And then when that's happened, they couldn't stitch it back together. So I've had to wait for it to heal naturally.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And that took 11 weeks.
Surely that's been great in terms of horrifying the kids.
Yeah.
Once the pain went.
Oh,
do you know
kids
what I mean?
Have been really sweet about it. Dad, is your leg better?
That's so nice.
And he's only asking because then he can climb up my legs and do a flip.
Yeah.
But he's still asking, you know, he still cares.
And did that... So you've had a bit of a brush there, haven't you? A bit of a change man, I'd imagine.
Yeah, mate. Oh, completely. I'm very, you know, I'm very brave.
Yeah, you're Paul, really brave now.
That's the important thing to know here.
Yeah. But it obviously affected your running and health and fitness too.
Yeah, it's been tough, man. I've been quite depressed because all that excess energy.
Yes, yeah.
Very twitchy.
Yeah.
But luckily, it's been I've been running back for 3 weeks now, so...
Right, okay. That's great.
It's great, and you know, I keep coming back to this basic point, which is I don't have skin cancer.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
So lucky, so lucky.
That's the base level...
Yeah.
The base message to take from it, as opposed to you have.
That's right.
That's a big difference, isn't it?
Big, a huge difference. Yeah. It's a very binary thing.
Yeah.
You know, and if it would have been a poor opener, hi Tom, how are you?
Yeah.
I don't have skin cancer, but that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, that's great.
No,
yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Has it changed your perspective or anything unrelated? Have you done anything kind of, you haven't bought a speedboat or anything?
Has it made you want to grasp life by the...
I think...
Has it made you more zen? Has it made you more...
Oh, yeah, I think a bit more zen. I think just calm down.
Yeah.
I think I'm very...
We'll edit that.
Sorry.
It comes in from magic.
It hasn't affected your filthy mouth, has it?
Exactly. You're still...
I've got
still
anger.
In the gutter.
I've got anger because I'm a survivor, so please cut that. that is entirely inappropriate.
Still make sure you keep that in. Going to let Tom hang himself with that rope.
No, so I feel like I'm trying to make myself less anxious. I'll tell you what I have done, guys.
Yeah.
The ultimate turning 40 cliche.
Yeah.
I've yogured up.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get into yoga.
Yeah. What kind of yoga have you been doing?
Well, as my son called it when he walked in on me doing it the other day.
Really bad yoga.
Fat yoga.
Yeah.
Daddy, why are you doing fat yoga?
What have you been doing it with an app or YouTube or what have you been...
I've made friends with a lady called Adrienne on YouTube.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but what about the yoga?
Hey!
Come on! It's been magnificent. I'm
really?
Proper zeal of the converted here.
Right.
So she's amazing. Very talented.
Yeah.
It's just the... It's only the yoga that I go for. I go there for, make no mistake.
Yeah, of course.
Just, yeah, yeah.
My wife's put a very cynical read on it. That
yeah.
Because just because Adrian's one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen, that's why I'm doing it. That's not...
For 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new 6-hour activity during the day.
Yeah. She's very reductive. So... Have you guys done? Have you tried it or not?
Yeah, I did yoga. I did yoga once. Thought it was great, and then just haven't done it again.
Yeah, I used to do it a reasonable amount. I mean, I was really bad at it. I'm very inconsistent. And they say, "Oh, the things you're no good at, you'll get good at." But you know, I'm kind of half absolutely dreadful at yoga. And anything involves twisting.
Yeah.
All the stuff where you act like a plank or a table.
Yeah.
Sorted. Anything we have to look over your shoulder.
Yeah.
I might as well. It's just preposterous, you know.
But I'm sorry,
isn't that... is, since I've been a runner, I haven't found time for it.
Isn't
that... Which is a shame, because I think it would be a really good balancer for running.
It's not much time. So my brother bought me this yoga mat for my 40th.
Yeah.
And it really felt like... So the same brother, when I was 10, he bought me the cassette of Flood by They Might Be Giants.
Ah.
And that was it. That defined... the next 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I just fell in love with They Might Be Giants and I discovered
it's
music.
It's a brand new record for 1990.
The world is in love again. And it was suddenly the same brother when I'm turning 40.
So does a yoga mat sort of do it for you? Is that it?
Yeah, like there was something
about just do it.
Having the kit
yeah.
that makes you do it. And also, here's the crucial bit, guys. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes. I mean, you it's sit down and look at...
Do you
sit
get a
down
light and at look 19? At,
yeah, you sit down, look at... Look at Twitter or Instagram, and you'll look up after 20 minutes. It's the same, you know.
Yeah,
it's a really Western mindset, Tom.
I know.
That you're bringing to yoga. Oh, it's done in 20 minutes. I mean, come on, man.
When you say Western, you mean West Coast, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going fully Californian here, love.
And I'm picking up good vibrations.
I should give it a go, actually.
Honestly, guys, the only thing that's challenging is the breathing.
Right.
I'm even talking like a yogi now.
Because that's essential, is it? You've got to keep breathing.
Yeah, and my anxiety comes out in the form of really bad breathing.
Right.
I've always been...
during the exercises?
Just in life.
Just in life, yeah.
Yeah, I sometimes give myself complete panic attacks because my breathing goes weird.
Yeah.
That's something I've always had.
Right.
And so it's quite a challenge to overcome that. And I've managed to do it the last couple of times I've done it.
Right.
I've really managed to do it, and it's brilliant.
And have you felt better when you're running or just generally? Or
Running's been good, but it's been mainly... Like, it was last Sunday I did it for the first time. I felt like I'd taken something afterwards.
Right.
Like, I just had this fizz, but like a nice fizz. Like a...
Nice.
Not just when you've opened the can and it's a bit Diet Coke fizz. Like, oh, that's too much. Like a gentle... You know, champagne after it's...
No, I really believe in that.
Fizz.
You saying that has reminded me when I used to... I mean, literally, dabbled 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But you saying that, I just think, yeah, that's right. You could do really not that many, not that difficult stretches. But as long as you lean right into them...
Absolutely.
They kind of open you up in the deepest in the deepest sense, don't they?
There's a lovely moment. There's a lovely moment really early on where you're just doing something. They use interesting phrases. So, like, I'm sitting there, I've just done a basic exercise, like number one. And she goes, "Do you feel the space between your ear and your shoulder?" And I was like, "I really do. Oh my God." I was just thinking, I feel like my neck has got a weird space between my ear and my shoulder. It was really odd.
I think I've been slightly resistant to yoga because I go to church, I'm Catholic, and they perceive yoga as in some way satanic. Are you picking that up? Has there been any kind of Lucifer chat as well?
Halfway
through? Do you feel the space between your ears and neck for Lucifer to get in?
That's quite a Christian take.
You can call it that.
The Christians are so suspicious. Be slaughtered all the time.
It's not really close, right? It's just about suggestion that it might be satanic.
Listen,
not a big deal. might not. It's up to you how you feel about
it. It's
that.
No more or less satanic than Harry Potter. I know you've got issues with that, Paul.
I'm actually cool with Harry Potter, though. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch the film.
I
couldn't watch that propaganda for the devil.
That's right. It's sort of like a...
Interesting take from Tom.
This isn't the way I expected this morning's chat to go.
When did Paul find God? And why did he find this God?
No, I'm joking. I do go to church, but I'm not of the yoga.
But you don't actually think
the
yoga is...
Where do the church stand on vegans? They must be furious.
I think it's never really come up.
All right.
It's never really talked about.
Yeah.
But some of the hardcore are resistant to yoga.
No.
Yeah,
that's not true. Funny. I've never heard that connection.
No,
they are.
No.
It is actually, no, they absolutely are.
It's like the Harry Potter.
There's an essence of spirituality about it. It's a bit sort of.
But the funny thing is, tying it to what you were saying
Namaste,
about Western,
whatever, the master pastor,
Western attitude.
No, it's not Jesus. That's the very thing. It's not.
Wow, I didn't know that. You can,
open your eyes, Tom.
I'm trying to. There's so much sweat in them.
The devil on your shoulder.
But yoga can be religious or not, can't it? That's the funny thing about it.
Yoga can be what?
Religious or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I suppose, if you are yogic and religious, it must also be irritating.
You've just sort of made me
using yoga.
You've just made me keener on yoga now, Paul. That's all you've done there.
Oh,
that's the devil in you.
I'm going to baptise my son in my yoga sweat when I get back.
Literally, just already trying to write the little blurb to explain the surprising turn of this conversation.
How did we get
here? Have you never heard about that before?
No, I think you're winding me up.
I'm not winding it. No,
I think you're winding me up. It's almost like you're taking religion and just making stuff up. I just find hard to believe. I have a very strong Christian seam in my family. My eldest brother is a absolute God brother. He's taking up about 80% of God's time.
What, he's an evangelical, is he?
Yeah, well, he was at uni with his now wife, and she was trying to get him into it.
Right.
And he said, there is no God. And he said, all right, listen, they're sitting in this halls of residence. I'm sure he won't mind me repeating this story.
Yeah.
Sitting in halls of residence at Kent University in the mid-80s.
Kent's green!
Well, it went green, because he said, if there is a God, give me a sign. And the light bulb went out.
What?
Yep. As a consequence of that.
Was she doing a light bulb trick?
Well, I don't know.
His girlfriend was doing a light bulb trick again.
They reduced their, carbon.
That reminds you of the bit in the Steve Martin film, where he goes to kind of talk to his late wife because he really fancies, what's she called? The one from the Romancing the Stone.
Sorry, Rob, I was saying hello to dogs. Sorry, mate. When you start to talk about films, you know what happens. I can't. I'm terrible
at film
references.
Come on, it's a good bit.
Romancing the Stone.
Yeah. Voice of Jessica Rabbit.
Sharon Stone. I'm going to say the wrong name to annoy you.
The Stone.
That's
he
what
just
I do.
Said Stone because he heard Stone.
When my father-in-law can't think of actors and we end up playing charades like we're doing now, I say the wrong names just to wind him up.
Yeah,
it's a lot
of
fun.
So I'm your dad now. You've winded me up.
You're my father-in-law.
I'm your dad.
I'm literally going.
Thanks.
Oliver Stone.
Anyway, I'm ashamed not to remember her name, and I'm going to people listening to this.
Angela Rippon. No, sorry, mate, sorry.
He fancies her, Steve Martin, so he goes to talk to his. Late wife's painting.
Yeah.
He says, listen, I promised I'd never love anyone else, but I think there's something happening here. But if you've got any problem with it, just give me a sign. And as this sort of like storm breaks out outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then the candles on the wall start flashing on and off, and the wall cracks, and the painting spins.
Yeah.
And you can hear a distant voice going, no! And then as it all dies down, Steve Martin says, just a sign.
That's great. Running.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
The dangers of flirting with this mystical tradition.
Yes.
I am quite tempted. Just to stretch me out a bit.
Just take your yoga mat to church.
Yeah. Just to...
As Hoosier never sang.
The old...
it just doesn't scare him, does it?
It doesn't scare him. That's why he dropped it, yeah.
Got
my that's the song he was trying to write.
To church.
Take your yoga mat to church. Never worked.
Well, Paul, in the past, I have attempted to set up a yoga lesson episode. Shall I reawaken
I'd
that plan?
Happily do that, yeah.
Let's do it.
I'd happily do that, as long as we can anoint the space first.
I'll anoint your space.
Yeah. Have an on-site exorcist. Just think, what's his face? One of exorcism blokes. One of those blokes, exorcist you like.
Stop using your technical term. Yeah. I mean, we'd make it like a BBC interview.
Talking of the exorcist, I'm now picturing a version of the exorcist where it's a yoga, she turns, instead of getting possessed in her bed, your mother does the downward dog in hell.
Yeah, it's just a really nice, friendly woman in leggings.
Exaggerated sun salutation.
That would not be Mark Kermode's favourite film anymore.
That's the BBC version of what we do. We're going to meet a yoga teacher, but the balance. Max von Sydow's going to be there.
That's great.
The late von Sydow.
Yeah.
So we're in Clissold Park, guys.
This is nice.
Yeah, I don't want you to run too far, Tom.
Yeah, we don't need to. We'll just clear and then...
Yeah, man.
And then you can...
How long have I done? Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, how long have you been running when you've run?
I haven't got... Oh, just having some crotchal issues there. So, because of the jeggings...
Yeah.
I'm now running sans pants.
That
was a mistake.
Oh, that is a mistake, isn't it? Especially if you run for a long time.
No, well, that's what I'm just discovering.
Yeah.
I think I reached...
You can get... The chafing can get a bit much.
There was a
testicular strangulation. Crossover.
Stop naming your favourite
crossover droop.
How can I put this? The jeggings just started pulling up grass.
Right.
That was very painful.
Yeah. You should be wearing...
A harness.
I'd wear a tight pant under the jeggings.
I normally do, but I don't want a triple layer around the groin. Actually, that's what I did when I first did yoga.
Yeah.
I wore denim shorts.
Oh, that's really bad, isn't it?
Exploded.
Yeah, there's not much give there, is
You don't
there?
Want to do that.
100% split them.
Right. Wasn't just the devil that popped out that, that hot...
But
morning.
It was a sign, wasn't it? Because the clap of denim pants splitting is a bit like a clap of thunder.
Just a sign. Just give me a sign, any sign.
But give me a sign, any sign. Exactly.
Kathleen Turner.
Thank you. Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner.
Thank God.
So, yeah, I've been building up, Paul. Not
good,
question.
Good.
Hi, doggy. I've did 45 minutes yesterday back in my hometown, back in South Wales.
Nice, nice.
See my mum.
Yeah.
First time you've seen your mum in a while?
Yeah, first time I've seen her for 7 months. So, it's actually do you know what? It was really nice. I think I found the correct length of time between visiting my mum.
Yeah, every 7 months.
Seven months.
And it doesn't necessarily need a pandemic, does it?
No.
You just decide to do that, yeah.
Well, I could probably control her her news intake.
Yes.
And make out that it's still on. But I had a... I had a lovely run, although I got slightly heckled by a lovely old Welsh lady. Left, I reckon, here, Rob. I was running up a... running up a hill.
You go, mate.
And I was really huffing.
Yeah.
Because it had been...
Huffing and a puffing.
Yeah. One of those runs where you start to go uphill and you know, this makes it worse, you just know it's uphill for a good 15 minutes.
Right, yeah.
Just a constant.
Strap in kind of thing.
That's right. Yeah. Past Miles Jupp's in-law's house.
All right.
Little tour there, little Hollywood Hills tour.
Nice.
South Wales there. It was bad. And there was an old lady on a walk.
Walking past you.
Exactly. Right, so I see her in my sights and I'm like, normally...
I'm having it. I'm taking it. She's fine.
A little bit of first. What's the Norwegian fart thing? Yeah, a little bit of... Come on.
Swedish,
sprint to the old lady and die. And I saw her in my sights. I was like, oh, well, I don't do that thing where I'm right behind her for ages.
No.
Because that's not fair. You mustn't
do
that.
It's not nice, no.
It's not nice. Unfortunately, my body...
had nothing else to offer.
Had other ideas. My body decided it would be best to stalk her.
Right.
And maintain the same distance.
With your split denim pants.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So I essentially followed her for a good, uncomfortable 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of zooming past her. And as I got alongside her, she looked at me and went, "Oh, I think you're going fast enough." I was making such an awful noise.
She actually wrote it down.
Was she being, sarcastic?
I think she was telling me to slow down because I'll go, "Grr, grr, grr.
Must overtake the old lady walking."
Basically, it was bad. It was
funny,
bad.
But progress. I mean, that's, yeah. how you, that's how you get into it, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's
you
it.
You only
it?
Get back to running again by running again.
Yeah.
Talks fabulous points.
Oh, he's been wise again. One. Watch out.
I love
Tom's
it.
Not ready for
come
that level of wisdom.
All right.
The wisdom of Tonks.
Yeah.
Do you even know those people, Paul?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Saying hello to people as we go.
Miles.
It's always you get when the sun comes out. It's like Glastonbury.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, look, everyone's at it. Now it's your turn, Tom.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hello, oh, plastic bag.
Hiya. You're right, Bush. Yeah, nice to see you. See you soon.
Smallow. It's a bush.
I had to interview Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
Because she went out with him, didn't she, off of Bush?
She married him.
That's right. And
you married him?
I got a lot of... That's probably... It's indiscreet of me, but when I do my, you know, 8 minutes with a celebrity interviews...
Yeah.
On my radio station, on my radio show...
Magic.
Magic! Often there's an element of entourage involved.
Yeah. What, on their side, obviously.
On their side, yeah. I should get... Actually, would you guys like to come an entourage for me? But in your running kit with this stuff on.
Tom Price, DJ, talking to you.
You could be my
celebrity's over.
Sweaty hype man. Tom Price on the talent on the corridor, talent on the corridor.
So, Stefani, come on.
Yeah, I just... I mean, I got a lot
it
of emails
just
before.
You and her in your basement.
Just me and her... And her entourage of 14
yeah.
in a tiny studio at Magic. And it's the most email-intensive interview I've ever done. Beforehand, the list of things I was not allowed to talk about. She had a Christmas album coming out.
Right.
I could talk about Christmas songs. And that was the interview.
Right.
And they said, if you mention it, you mention... Sorry, I won't swear.
It's a bit restrictive, isn't it?
It's very restrictive. Yeah. If you mention him off of Bush... Now, here's the thing. I didn't even know.
Yes. Yeah.
So then I Google it and I'm like, ooh.
So now that's obviously all you want to talk about.
Should we go this way?
What?
Oh, hang on, we're going back to Finsbury Park. I mean, let's go this way.
We can take you home. Wherever you want to go.
No.
Should we snake back to Finsbury Park and then call it a day?
Snake back up will be a nice...
Yeah, call it a Tuesday.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's name it.
So did you bend the rules? Because I was thinking, what a golden opportunity if you've got Gwen Stefani, and particularly for a radio interview, is to then not speak at all.
Yeah.
And then after the 10
Good.
Minutes, right at the end, say, you said don't speak.
Good.
That could have been your wacky angle.
Yeah. So I need you as my entourage, Rob. Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I decided to take a clever angle in and ask her about writing songs about heartbreak. Because, you know,
right.
Christmas songs about heartbreak.
Yes, yeah, okay.
Glenn, is it Gwen? Sorry.
And how did that get her?
She told me... I mean, she's writing Christmas songs about heartbreak. Guess what she thinks about? Jesus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So then she says,
And then you started doing your yoga, did you? And then I... Response.
Yeah. Yeah. I did the... I did Warrior 1.
Right.
She just sprinted out there.
Crumbled, yeah.
Mind you, I've seen your Warrior 1, and you weren't wearing appropriate leg lock. We nearly saw Warrior 2 straight away.
Honestly, it's these jeggings.
Just stop saying jeggings.
It was quite... It's
He's
quite nerve-wracking
in jeggings.
When you meet someone who... How can I put this? I was a big fan of her in my teens.
Yes, yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah.
And it was quite weird.
Did that come to an end?
Yeah.
This way.
Where are we going?
Quickest way to Finsbury Park.
Oh, okay. You sound like a superhero.
Also,
we need to go the quickest
Paul
way to Finsbury Park.
Likes to look at Tetos.
Yeah, that's great. Tetos. You mean to Tetos, Tom?
Yeah.
You can come to Tetos really, and get a discount.
Yeah.
Sort of cheap tat. Well, not pricey tat, but quite good fun.
It's great.
All the sort of gold laminated menus and stuff.
I mean, it's a...
Sort of where Turkish chic meets Italian kind of... I don't know how to define it.
Italian chic, Italian style. Yeah. Tutti Frutti. What a cutie. Take a Gina home with you.
The guy I came with, he actually got whacked halfway through the meal.
Yeah, but that's part of the display. That's the theatre, isn't it? You know.
Someone just wrapped a plastic bag around his head and choked him off just before dessert.
Are you culturally
It's what you pay for, isn't it? No, absolutely not.
No.
They brought out a hot plate. They said, don't touch that. They lit the little fairy lights underneath. Came back.
Ah, we'll tell you what, the family saw for the first day, the other day.
Yeah.
Mickey Blue Eyes.
Yes.
What a classic.
With them, Britain's greatest actor, Hugh Grant.
Hey, are you being sarcastic?
No, he's
great. He is great.
He's our greatest actor.
He is.
That is a hill. That is a mountain or a hill. Yeah, Rob, thank you. That I would die on.
Yeah.
I think his performance in Paddington 2 was an instant Oscar nomination, and it was an outrage he wasn't nominated. Seriously. He's just the best.
It's yoga, isn't it? It turns your mind to mush, doesn't it?
His timing. His, I love him.
I'm
sticking by it. You can't blame this on yoga.
I was saying in the 90s, before the very unfunny stint Joan Cleese pulled as Q's follow-up, I was saying that they should have Hugh Grant as a really icy James Bond.
Oh, yes.
And John Cleese as the villain.
Oh.
I was saying that 30 years ago, guys.
Yeah. And much like now, no one was there.
Are we approaching the petrol station where I had the experience?
Oh yeah, when you should have come over and had a hug with me. Come on. Let's hear it.
Well, no, I was a little bit stressed out. I've been driving in my wife's car the last few days.
Yeah.
Who has unleaded. I drive
diesel.
She has unleaded, you?
Yeah, she has unleaded. I have diesel because you get more for diesel. You get more miles per gallon for diesel.
Thanks, Johnny. Yeah.
And
so I'm in my car now.
Yeah.
Pop down to the... We're picking someone up from Finsbury, which has sort of annoyed me because no one had said whereabouts in Finsbury and the exits have changed and it's all like, where are you going to stop, etc.
You're laying some somebody else's foot seat.
No.
Always meet at Tetto's, mate. Always meet at Tetto's.
I wasn't very zen.
There you go.
I popped off at the petrol and just filled... I didn't even fill it. I put £10 in. £10. Because I thought I only need 3 days run around. £10. Thankfully. And then I realised I put in a unleaded in there.
Yeah.
So
is that the only way you can do it? You can't put diesel in unleaded, can you? Because the nozzle doesn't fit.
Apparently, yes. I didn't realise this nozzle situation.
And it's a nozzle.
If you've got diesel, you put unleaded in it, then the mechanical theory is that you've got to get it out before it goes through the engine.
Right.
Is now a good time, Paul, for me to talk to you about my Tesla that I've subscribed to? We could talk about
what
electric
you've actually,
vehicles.
What your... You've subscribed to a Tesla.
Does
that mean you've got one, or do you just get to read
it? No, the money comes out, much like Audible, the money comes out of my bank, and I think, oh, what do I spend that on? No, it actually happens.
Right. So you've got a Tesla electric car?
For a couple of months. It's part of my midlife crisis.
Right.
But he did the other day filled it entirely up with diesel.
You cannot fill it with diesel. If you do,
The
kids are swimming in diesel because there ain't no tank in there.
To be honest, a poster... Now that all the gigs have gone, an electric car is an option, isn't it?
Hey.
Because previously it wasn't.
Well, could we talk about tax subsidies here? Because...
No.
Was that you having a tax panic attack? There are some shipping containers provided by Davlove. Hi, Davlove.com. And Paul and Rob are running in and out of the shipping containers.
Playing peekaboo.
Pleasure from these boxes.
Great game.
Lots wonderful. Of fun. I was trying to talk about tax rebates, guys, and you sort of got distracted by shipping containers, which is disappointing.
So you might get a tax rebate from Tesla?
So you can offset it against tax if it's a brand new electric car.
Right.
You can offset it.
The only problem is if you're going to do this longer, because the thing is I still get booked for gigs, you see.
What's that like?
Well, not at the moment. When are we going to gig again, Tom?
Eleanor did a real-life gig the other day.
They're there.
Eleanor Tiernan, friend of the show.
Yeah, but they're the sort of outdoor, social distance, weather-dependent gigs.
I think she might have been indoors.
Yeah, not
indoor gigs, not till next year.
Indoor gigs have gone now, haven't they? They're gone. They were going to come back August the 1st, so they've gone for a couple of weeks.
That's right, they changed the rules. Two streets this way, guys.
Indoor gigs have gone, guys.
Just until
vaccine, maybe. Yeah.
What you need to do is start making a vaccine.
Unleaded.
Well, no, I've got one.
It's unleaded petrol. Is that what the vaccine is?
I made a vaccine back in November, just in case.
Oh, mate.
But no one Tony Vito drank all of it.
No one sought to ask me. Oh, we've got one at ours.
In the fridge.
Northerner finds vaccine in fridge. That is, are you missing gigs?
Me? No, because I haven't gigged because of Radioland, because yeah. being a DJ.
You never gig much anyway.
Paul. I haven't gigged for a couple of years, so.
Right.
So, no, I'm very lucky. But weirdly, I do have a. I've got an urge. I did a couple of bits. This is it, guys.
Next
this is it. Yeah.
What, Rob and Root. Rob gets very. Leave it. Tom, Rob, leave it.
Mate.
Tom,
come
leave
here, mate.
It. Rob knows. Tom, here. Leave it.
That's the way.
Leave it.
That takes
leave it. Don't do it. Don't. Rob, ignore him.
I know, he's right. Rob's right. I hate it when Rob's right.
No, do that.
So annoying.
He hates that.
I know. Well done, Rob. Well done.
Well played, Rob.
You're right. It's this right here. Sorry. I hate being Rob. You still haven't made a vaccine, though, have you, Rob? Not that clever.
Do you know what? Once I was off on tour in Belgium, autumn 93.
Yeah.
And it'll be a long drive to Belgium from the UK. It was raining, it was dark, and we were staying like in, you know, a boarding school, but it was much like going to stay in a haunted castle. And we had about another 2-3 hours to go, but we were nearly there. And I filled our diesel car up with unleaded. And it took us another 4 hours to get. And you'd think you'd learn to never do that again.
Yeah.
But I actually did it on my way on tour with the same theatre company. The night before we left from Oxford for the continent, we came to a party in London just before Christmas.
Yeah.
And I did it in a petrol station in Hammersmith. Yeah. Interesting though, the Belgian and British takes, because in Belgium, a bloke, fat bloke in a blue boiler suit,
yeah,
with a huge moustache, came and met us at the services, and he kind of stuck a tube into the petrol.
Started sucking on it.
Sucked on it.
Yeah.
Pumped the gargling. Diesel
yeah.
Onto the ground in the car park. Smoking all the while.
Yes, yeah.
And on we went.
That was it. That's what my guy did. The fuel doctor. Just gave him a ring. He came and just did that.
So there it is. There it is, Paul. It's right there. That's the petrol station right there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called the best one. That's got to hurt now, hasn't it?
So we're going to have a chat with them just for old time's sake.
Yeah.
So go on, Rob. What happened in the UK then?
In the UK, they put the whole car on a trailer.
Right.
And drove it to Leatherhead, which is the only place they were authorised to take the entire fuel tank out.
It happened in Aberdeen.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was awful.
That's funny.
Leatherhead.
So, yeah, I wonder what will happen the third time I do that stupid thing.
Oh, mate.
I was tempted to just pile the diesel on top of the unleaded and let it run through.
Yeah, mix it up.
I only put 10 quid each, so I thought I'll put 30 quid of diesel.
You'd think that would be okay. I wonder what.
But people said on Facebook that would have been fine, but
I think it would have been some fun driving.
I enjoyed your Facebook post mainly because of the appearance popping up like a one-upping whack-a-mole. Alistair Barry appears.
All right, yeah.
Your friend of mine, lovely guy, wonderful stand-up comic. This is the shit sandwich, by the way. Lovely guy, brilliant guy.
And then should we just stop here and then you can go? He stormed the unleaded thing, hasn't he?
Yeah, he took the roof off that one. Absolutely. Do you see him on the weekend? Rinse that. And he says, well, I did it and it cost me $6,000. And then I had to sell my house. He's like, oh, wow. You really stolen Tonks' thunder there.
Yeah.
Tonks is
my brief window of victimhood sneezed.
Yeah. No, it was funny. Worse.
They're funny, those moments where everything goes wrong. I quite like it. Those manageable little moments where you just got to just relax and they're messed up.
Because the moment when you realise it's happened, you've kind of already done with it, aren't you?
It's over then, isn't it? What can you do?
I had the other morning, I had an hour off in while I was recording the breakfast show, and I said, and we get this hour every day.
Yeah.
And I said to Harriet, my co-host, I said, oh, I love this hour. This is the best hour of the day because the kids have just gone to the sports camp, so I can relax. 2 minutes later, I'm downstairs. My son's having an absolute meltdown because he's got blisters on his feet. My wife takes the other kid. I've got this son. He's got his feet covered. His toes are covered in blood. I cover them in plasters. I'm like, I'm going to drive you to sports camp in the Tesla as a treat, right? Go outside, open the car door and realise that the car wasn't locked and I'd left the car open all night.
Ooh.
Things are open. Things are, right? As I open the car door and realise this, I scrape the bottom of the car door on the pavement. You know that, like a teeth grinding thing?
Yeah. Very dangerous. So I'm there. You're in a crevice. Things have started to go wrong in the spiraling.
Yeah, in the spiraling, I drive him to drop off a sports camp. I'm driving back. I'm like, I'm going to get myself a coffee. This is bullshit. This has not been a good morning. I'm going to treat myself to a coffee.
Yeah.
It's part of the car. Walk into the restaurant to order a cafe. Big restaurant, loads of people sitting around. I'm sorry, how can I get a cappuccino? And they look at me and the guy says, you're going swimming today? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I looked down and I was wearing just my pajama shorts, like almost pants and my Liverpool shirt. No shoes and socks on, and I'm just standing in this full restaurant.
Maverick
full
Magic FM DJ spotted.
Having a breakdown.
Spotted.
I forgot to put trousers on. Because the panic was so bad about his bloody feet and the carbon burgled.
I can only imagine your rate of breathing at this point as well.
Cappuccino was not required. I was wide awake.
Mate, you were having a time of it. We're all having a time of it.
Got my trousers, Rob. Where are your trousers? They're at home.
Make that cappuccino to go.
Quickly. Can you make it very fast?
What a relaxing hour you've had. Welcome to Magic Event.
That's right. I then have to go back in and record some more magic. That savage garden.
Listen, mate, what a pleasure to see you.
Oh, I love you.
It's great news that you haven't got skin cancer.
Thanks, man.
And good luck getting fit and well. You're in decent shape. You're all right.
I've survived that.
We didn't run for that long. It was perfect.
Yeah. That's good. That's exactly where I'm at. We did nearly 7K.
Right.
But the splits were very low, but that's excellent because then I could talk.
Really nice walking chatty and chatty.
Can I tell your listeners to listen to my podcast?
Of course I can, yeah.
Yes, describe it. Say where we can find it.
So my podcast is called My Mate Bought a Toaster, and it is about my guest's Amazon purchase histories. Right. That's quite a long-winded way of saying it. Basically, I need to do you, Tonks. I know you haven't got an Amazon account, so I can't do you.
Oh, that's not true. Just my wife will have to be involved.
Well, maybe. Essentially, I log into people's Amazons and go through it, and it's called My Mate Bought a Toaster, and there's loads and loads of people. There's like 40 episodes out there.
Did you do one of the special that says, my mate never really bought anything because he's really tight?
Well, we had that with Lucy Porter. 6 minutes in, she went, I don't really use Amazon. I was like, cool. Do you have an eBay account? And then we did an eBay special. That was a one-off. But yeah, it's good fun. So
no, that'd be good fun. I'll do that.
Good. Yeah, correct your books. Thank you.
I've got some good ones.
There you go.
From the lockdown.
Thanks
Amazon
for running
purchases.
With us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you both of you for surprising me, repeatedly surprising me. Not just when you were jumping
many, many ways.
The box.
And good luck with the whole yoga thing. Thanks. Think of your yoga satanic journey.
Thanks, mate. So, sorry. Thanks, mate. Thanks. Yeah. And I mean, that is the noise I make. That is the noise I make when I'm in the middle of a stretch.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.